Institute number one?
Well, I am, Mr. President. I'd like to have full house here before I start.
Okay.
This is a pretty sizable piece of legislation that went through this body, so I think we're pretty good. We're missing a couple. Mr. President.
Senator Cole, we'll read it in, and hopefully the rest of the House will be here. Would the reading clerk please read in the Conference Committee report on House Bill 97?
Joint Conference Committee report. Joint Conference Committee report, House Bill 97, Hathaway Scholarship Eligibility Substitute Number 1, Reference Senate Message Number 337. Signing for the House, Representative Harshman, Chairman, Representatives McComey and Teeters. Signing for the Senate, Senator Cole, Chairman, Senator Allman and Massey.
Senator Cole.
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate Message Number 337, being original House Bill 97, Hathaway Scholarship Eligibility. Mr. President, your Conference Committee met three separate times and finally got the job done. We met probably a total of over 3 hours with a good committee from the House. We started out our process working on the Standing Committee Amendment as it came to the Senate, which is the yellow copy of House Bill 97. That's the first amendment that you see adopted by the Senate there at the top. That's the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment, which is the yellow bill. What we did out there, first of all, I want to draw your attention to a handout that I handed out here. This is going to show you exactly where we are now with the Hathaway Success Curriculum Eligibility Scholarship. As you go down through the list of amendments, we adopted the following Senate amendments. We adopted the Standing Committee Amendment, which is the substitute bill. We adopted Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 1, which was the Sessions Amendment on Computer Science. And we adopted the Second Reading Amendment Number 1, which was the Hastert Amendment, where we deleted pause. We went on to delete the following Senate amendments. And before the President comes out of the chair, we deleted the Second Reading Amendment Number 2, the Schiffer Amendment. But we did it, Mr. President, with added language that I think will make you somewhat comfortable and hopefully more comfortable than that. We deleted the Scott Allman Amendment, but we came back in the bill, later on in the bill, with different language that covers that. Third Reading Amendment Number 1 was the Massey Amendment. We deleted that, which was more of a cleanup amendment because we shifted things around. And lastly, we deleted the Third Reading Amendment Number 2, which was the Job Amendment. But we come up also where I think we have some language that will help make her more comfortable. As you go down through the first page, as you get down to page 5, line 23, you see where we tie honor and performance curriculum together. We go in here and page 7, line 23, and do a little bit of additional language on the science side. 7, line 24 is, in fact, I'm trying to think here, I can't remember exactly what that is, but we do go on in page 8, line 3, and clean up the list that you see here in the social studies side because we added the composition of geography. Now, remember that what we have here, if you look at this sheet, honor scholarship and performance scholarship stay the same. 4 years of math, 4 years of language arts, 4 years of science, 3 years of social studies, we add geography, 2 years of a foreign language, at least 1 year taken in grades 9 through 12. Honors and performance are the same. Going to the bottom of the second page, you'll see where we start to deal with the Opportunity Scholarship Program. You'll notice on the handout over here, there you have it, 4 years of math, 6 years of opportunity, 4 years of language, 4 years of unspecified science, 3 years of social studies. In the foreign language part of it, We added language that says demonstrated proficiency in foreign culture / languages common for opponents. We start dealing with that on the bottom of the second page. As you move over to the third page, you'll see the difference there is that we start dealing with science with a little bit different language. It says that 4 years of science in grades 9 through 12, 3 of which shall satisfy high school graduation requirements. Moving on down to the career side, if you go to the handout again, this is where we thought we flexed the most. The career side talks about 3 years of math, like graduation requirements, except 2 or 3 years must be from the following courses, Algebra 1, Algebra 2, and Geometry. 4 years of English, 3 years of unspecified science, 3 years of social studies in history, American government, and economic systems and institutions, and then the language again that we used in the opportunity side on foreign languages, demonstrated proficiency in foreign cultures, languages, and common core components. That takes us down to the bottom of the third page on the report. As we get over onto the next page, down to page 11, line 20, you'll see where the foreign language stays the same as the opportunity, which I just alluded to. Then on page 11, line 20, paragraph 2.9 is the new language we provide through the Scott-Allman Amendment. Then we have on page 11, line 23, the Massey Amendment on reporting. Page 12, lines 20 through 24, we delete, that's the Hammond's Amendment, out of the House on counseling. We actually come back to this language, as you'll see on the next page, of page 14, line 24, and reinsert that in a different spot in the statute. With that, Mr. President, that's pretty quick. I'm sure there's probably some discussion. I'd be more than happy to allow the other members of my committee to talk if they'd like. I think we reached a good compromise. We really, I think, kept the rigor in. We did bend a little bit with the House. But all in all, I was really, really happy with the way this thing turned out. The House voted almost unanimously over there yesterday to support it. It puts into place what I think is really the meat of what we talked about with the $400 million. And if I heard the appropriations chair correctly, we put about $234 million of that in this year. We don't have much left to go. So this is a wonderful program for Wyoming. I think we've got the curriculum in place for success. Try to answer any questions on the conference committee report.
Questions on the conference committee report on House Bill 97. The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 97, Hathaway Scholarship Eligibility, Substitute Number 1. And the chairman is asking for an aye vote. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Aye. Allman? Barrasso? Burns? Case? Coe? Cooper? DeCaria? Beck? Guy? Pastor? Hines? Denning? Joe? Johnson? Larson? Massey? Meyer, Mockler, Nicholas, Tech Excuse, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Scott, Sessions, Townsend, Vasey, Von Slatern, President Schiffer,
no.
Closing vote, closing, vote closed, 25 ayes, 4 noes, one excuse.
By your vote, you have adopted the Conference Committee report on House Bill 97, Hathaway Scholarship Eligibility, Substitute Number 1. Senator Nicholas, are you ready on the Conference Committee report on House Bill 278, School Capital Construction Reserve Account?
Yes, I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in Senate message number 451 on House Bill 278.
Joint Conference Committee report, House Bill 278, School Capital Construction Reserve Account, reference Senate message number 451. Signing for the House, Representative Anderson, Chairman, Representatives Harshman and Thompson, signing for the Senate, Representative Nicholas, Chairman, Senators Jobe and Meyer.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move committee report number 451 on House Bill 278 and ask that you vote aye. This is the bill that we take the federal mineral royalties that are flowing into the school foundation program above $100 million that are now funding the Hathaway account. When the Hathaway is finished, we'll begin to put those dollars into the Common School Permanent Land Fund. When the amendment left the Senate, it was tracked in by our staff. The budget staff noticed that there was a problem in the way we did it. The committee simply adopted the recommendations of the budget staff to make sure that this does exactly what we want. And so I urge you to vote aye.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 278, School Capital Construction Reserve Account. The chairman is asking for an aye vote. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Almond?
Aye.
Barrasso?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Cave?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Geist?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Jobe?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer? Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Peck excused, Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
no.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flaker,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote, closing, vote closed, 27 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 278, School Capital Construction Reserve Account. We are now at that order of business of signing Enrolled Act. Enrolled Act number 92.
Senate Enrolled Act number 92, being original Senate File 131, and Act relating to public health.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 92, being original Senate File 131. I have so signed. Members of the Senate, there is a joint resolution from the legislature. I think it's being passed around, or it will be here very shortly. And I'm going to take the privilege of reading this in full. And so I'll read it, and hopefully it'll get passed around if it isn't already. A joint resolution of the members of the 59th Legislature of the State of Wyoming. A joint resolution providing for the recognition of the Honorable Senator Robert Peck, Senator from Fremont County, representing Senate District 26 in the Wyoming Legislature, expressing deep appreciation for his long and distinguished service to his community and state, and further expressing the best wishes of his friends and colleagues on a speedy recovery. Be it resolved by the 59th Legislature of the State of Wyoming, whereas this Wyoming native and proud son of Fremont County was born on October 7, 1924 in Riverton, who after graduation from the University of Wyoming returned home to Riverton to realize his dream of owning his own newspaper with his brother Roy. This dream came to fruition when they acquired a small weekly paper in 1949, which they named the Riverton Times. And although their first edition was a day late, they mastered their craft and cultivated the publication in today's highly acclaimed daily newspaper, The Ranger. And whereas Senator Peck has enjoyed a distinguished career in journalism and has demonstrated the positive impact a local newspaper can have on the progress of a community, setting the standard for true community journalism in this state by tirelessly promoting the issues he believes would improve the lives of the people in his community and in this state. And with that legacy, the Ranger continues to be more than just a newspaper. It is the heartbeat and soul of the Fremont County community. And whereas Senator Robert Peck has served the city of Riverton, Fremont County, and the people of the state of Wyoming in many other capacities, including service in the United States Army during World War II, helping to found Central Wyoming Community College, and serving as a Wyoming State Senator since 1991. And whereas Senator Peck's service in the Wyoming Senate has been marked by his leadership in the body, including service as the chairman of the Senate Revenue Committee, the Senate Transportation and Highways Committee, and the Select Water Committee, and service on the Management Council and the Senate Education Committee. And whereas Senator Peck possesses in greatest measure the virtues of integrity, courage, honesty, and serves as an example to be followed by his fellow legislators and by all residents of Wyoming. And the accomplishments of his personal and public life constantly serve to remind us of our indebtedness to him. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the undersigned members of the legislature of the state of Wyoming, Section 1, that on behalf of the people of the state of Wyoming, we extend our deepest admiration and gratitude to Senator Robert Peck for his long and distinguished journalistic career and his leadership in his legislative career, and that we express our gratitude to Senator Peck for his dedicated service to the state of Wyoming and resolve to keep him constantly in our thoughts and prayers. Section 2, that Senator Peck's deep and abiding love for the written word on crisp newsprint and his commitment to the betterment of Wyoming have been demonstrated by his unwavering dedication to community journalism and public service, which has sustained him throughout his life, and his love of democracy is not only reflected in his commitment to the journalism profession, but also through his selfless dedication to the people of Wyoming through his service in the Wyoming legislature. Be it further resolved that this resolution be transmitted to Senator Robert Peck as an expression of the care, concern, and best wishes of the Wyoming legislature, and so that he may know our deepest appreciation for his passionate devotion to Wyoming as we wish him all the best in his recovery. We'll deliver that to Senator Peck this afternoon. Hopefully everyone gets it signed this morning, and we'll get it over to him this afternoon. It looks like we have an enrolled act coming. We're at that order of business for signing enrolled acts. Enrolled Act number 122.
House of Representatives, Enrolled Act number 122, being Original House Bill 136, an act relating to water well drilling contractors and water well pump installation contractors.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 122, being Original House Bill number 136. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 123.
House of Representatives, Enrolled Act number 123, being Original House Bill 213, an act relating to game and fish.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 123, being Original House Bill 213. I have so signed.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears this desk for now.
Jill's a guest tonight.
Mr. President, I believe we were planning on a little retirement ceremony, and I'm not sure whether the parties are here, but we've kind of set it up for 11, so maybe we'll see if we can round them up, and at the sound of the gavel, we'll take that up.
Sounds good, Lieutenant. We're staying in recess to the sound of the gavel.